Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Jesus said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." I'm sitting next to a man who wrote a book about mammon, the snare of the money. Did you know that billions of dollars are funding the abortion industry? Did you know that you are writing checks right now? You may have stock in the murder of babies, in evil pornography, things like that. This man of God is helping folks navigate that and showing ways to redeem, use money to fund the gospel. And he's right here. I just walked into this thing. This is unbelievable. This powerful Wise Counsel boot camp in Jacksonville, Florida, with our stations down here in the Salem Center. And Brother Glenn, tell us what is going on with this, man. You got up and you lit this. You had everyone clapping for you. What were they clapping about?
Well, what happens, what people don't realize is that we're against killing babies and all these things, right, and all the wild stuff that's going on in our nation. But their money is crying out to be redeemed, and they don't even know what they're investing in. So what, one of the things I went through was the largest mutual fund. The largest mutual fund in the country is Vanguard 500 Index Fund. And over $424 billion, that's billions with a B, is helping fund abortion, the gay and lesbian lifestyle, the pornography, and just the things that we as Christians stand in. And so what happens is that mammon is crying out, or the money is crying out to be redeemed. And so the spirit of mammon is a spirit, and it sounds so much like God.
So it's enticing, it's seducing. You got this whole book on that, how the devil uses that as a tool to pull people off track.
Exactly, one of many tools. For example, like mammon says, you don't need God. You don't need God. I can offer you everything which God offers you. Wow. You know, because that's what money does. It's saying that. And mammon says, you can have financial freedom with me. And that's what's being taught in the financial lenders, is not dependency on God, but trust in money. Mammon says, you can be independent with me. Mammon says, you can have power with me. Mammon says, you can have security and safety with me. Mammon says, you'll be respected if you have insignificance, you have more of me. Mammon says, you can trust me. And it just goes on and on. So the book on fraud is the definition of fraud is the intentional perversion of truth in order to induce another to part with something of value or to surrender a legal right. So we surrendered our legal rights in Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. And we've been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. So what money is crying out to be redeemed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. And so this is just education, helping people know that they can get reports on their mutual funds and their stocks.
So you sent out a daily devotional about this. I want everyone to meet Glenn Reppel. I want you to tell everyone who you are. This is the book. Now, let me tell everyone the noise you're hearing. The book is called Fraud, What God Has to Say About the Tactics of the Enemy, from Glenn A. Reppel. Now, where you're hearing the noise, there's a lot of folks in here because there was this big conference today. Tell everyone what happened here today, at the Salem Center in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, this is a conference sponsored by Wise Counsel. We've had kingdom business people speaking about their businesses and how they, and basically the idea is that every business can be a kingdom business. It looks like a church. It's ministering. And just how these businesses are impacting people's lives. Like in our own business, a man retired recently, had been with us for 25 years. He said he would have committed suicide if he wasn't working for our company. And again, so with just the culture of having a business and be able to minister to the staff, the employees, to the vendors, and everything we're doing. So
seeing your people not as people to be used, not as a human resource, but as people to cultivate, to develop, to build into, love, to care for. Now, how did you come to Christ? And how has he transformed your business?
See, that's the right question. Well, I came to Christ in business. That's the neat part. Okay. So with that, when I had a situation in my family, my wife and I separated for 18 months, and she wanted a legal separation. That was when I heard heard the voice of God. God is love. God is love. When I heard that voice, I said, wow, that's you, Lord. And so with that, that began the transformation. And inside the company, I had a retired Army chaplain. And so he just discipled me. So I got to see in 1983 how business is ministry. And so we're almost at our 50th anniversary. Just got a lovely wife. Our family's doing great.
And this is your son here, tall fellow, right? Tall, strapping young man right there. And he's committed to these kingdom business principles.
Yes,
So you help folks with, like, investments? Is that what your company does?
Yeah. We're in the investments. And what we do is we help not only fund, but we want to use the, you know, we want to get the money out of the kingdom in darkness, and then also show how to fund the kingdom of God through multiple uses of money.
Okay, so if I have a portfolio, I'm trying to build up a 401k, retirement, I want to invest wisely, you can put me in some kind of mutual fund that's not going to be advancing darkness, is what you're saying. And this whole book kind of is that whole premise.
Well, the book is about really lies of the enemy, that because fraud's been committed on each one of us. So it's identifying 40 days of fraud, and more importantly, our identity is in Christ, who we are. So many times we walk around with the fear and the doubt and just everything that's going on right now with sickness and disease and death, the spirit of death, but we have the spirit of life and the life abundantly living in us through the Holy Spirit.
So what are questions people need to ask their current financial planner? So few Christians are giving. Like, I heard less than 10% of Christians even give 10% to the Lord, which is nuts, which is sin. Let's just call it what it is. But give our listeners a challenge about being good stewards and about investing wisely, investing their money, because your money in a way is how you vote, right? You're mad about that movie. Don't pay money to go see that trashy movie that trashes God's name, right? It's how you vote, really. So how would you advise people listening to not be snared by mammon in the way they invest their money, which is what you're doing at your company all the time?
Well, and again, the temptation is our industry does teach it yields and returns and expense ratios and all that's important, but really where their money is invested, because when you invest in a company, you become an owner of that company. And if their agenda is against God and it's the kingdom of darkness funding those things, funding pornography and abortion, people need to be aware of that. And so there are ways we have an evaluator report that we run for people on their mutual funds or stocks, and they can just give us a call at 407-339-9090, and we'd be glad to run one of those reports for them.
And this therepelminute.com, is that your site?
Yeah, therepelminute.com is a daily devotion that we do, and so they're welcome to sign up for that.
Okay, so you're hearing the voice of Glenn Reppel, founder and president of G.A. Reppel & Company, a national broker-dealer and securities firm with offices throughout the United States. You set out to encourage, uplift, and challenge us with the ultimate fraud fighter, helping us understand our identity in Christ and right standing with God in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm thoroughly encouraged by this because, you didn't put your sales hat on and say, okay, you need to invest money with me. You talk to me about my identity in Christ. And, of course, you have a business, but you don't see them as – you see your business as a ministry too, because you're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, totally, totally. And that's really what it is. We're called to Christ. And again, our calling is to be ambassadors in Christ. In the scripture, he who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So with that, using – because I came to Christ in business, was discipled in it, we see it as ministry. So what happens, we're there available to vendors, to our staff. And all, because just a phone call I had this last week was from a vendor, somebody just soliciting business, and he said that his wife has cancer. And as we hung up, I said, well, can I pray for your wife? And he says, yeah. And so I prayed for her, and come to find out the next day when I talked to him, his wife was at the doctor's office, and the doctor says, I've never seen anything like this, taking off all the drugs and the chemotherapy. God is great.
Using your business for the kingdom. That's why God's given it to you. Meet Glenn and his whole ministry at therepelminute.com. Thanks for what you're doing, man. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Amazon, or you can't get him at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen-size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH. Or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support Truth.